Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Rutherford County's 24th annual Earth Day celebration, Saturday, April 26th, 10 a.m. to 2 on the Murfreesboro Square. Check out the Kids Zone, hands-on games and activities, free fun for the whole family, April 26th on the square. More information, rcearthday.com. That's rcearthday.com. Well, it is my pleasure to welcome in this morning the Director of Resource Development with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. That sounds like an important title, Beth Hackett.
Oh, it's not as important as it sounds, right?
It's pretty impressive. Pretty impressive.
It's a wonderful place to be, and I'm very blessed to be where I am every day, changing the lives of these kiddos.
You know, Michelle and I started talking about this last month when we had the chance to talk and about the longevity of the staff, and you have to be right up there, right?
Yeah, 20 years in 2026.
20 years.
20 years.
She's close to that, I think.
Yeah, she started in November and I started in January.
Okay.
So we're right next to each other.
You know, that says a lot. And of course, this is like 30 years here at the station for me, and it's hard to believe, but, you know, that doesn't happen very often many places, you know?
And it doesn't, and it just goes to show what a great organization we are and leadership that we have to carry us on and continue to grow and be amazing.
Well, I also told Michelle, but I'll tell you again, too, because I just pulled up the website to get the headlines, and website. I'm digging it. It's looking really good.
Yeah, we're working really hard on trying to make it a little bit more user-friendly and easy to navigate and see how you can support us more and more.
Yeah, and you've got, you can choose your various clubs, whether it be Murfreesboro, Smyrna, or Shelbyville. That's exciting.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And we're all trying to improve and make the lives of children brighter every day.
So I know this is maybe a little out of order of the bullet points, but since we're talking about the clubs, you know, a few months ago, I think Michelle and I talked about, you know, the summer program you did at Laverne last year and the success of that and maybe some things down the road to serve the Laverne area. Do you have any plans at this point?
Yes. So we're working on funding for that location. So we hope to have some funding to maybe restart up again in the fall. We served 89 youth last summer of 2024. So we had a great partnership with Laverne Community Church, right on Old Nashville Highway. And it's right on the cusp of the Rutherford County Nashville line. So it was a great location. And they were amazing to work with and accept us. It's a really unique place in that it has a great outdoor area for the kids. So it has a soccer field and a little pavilion where the kids can eat. And of course, inside we have the area, they basically dedicated a wing for us. So it's been a really great blessing for all to serve the youth of Laverne, which is what we've been wanting to do for so many years.
Yeah. I've actually been to that, church facility before, and it is very nice. I think they added an addition not too many years ago, and they do have a pretty good amount of land right there. I didn't realize that how close it was to the Davidson County line either, but it really kind of is. It kind of snakes through there, I guess.
Yeah. So any way we can open somewhere for our kids to have another place to go that's closer to their home is always a blessing.
So are you thinking about maybe something this summer or fall? Or, I mean, I know you said you're working on funding.
Hopefully the fall. Okay. I mean, if we can get everything by the summer, absolutely. And get the staffing. We had a wonderful director named TJ Brewster. He's been with us for a long time and is always eager to help and jump in. And it's been really great because on some of the days, for example, he'll bring his Laverne kids to our Smyrna club to play and be there, and then also bring them to the Murfreesboro Club to play on the playground or our pump bike track in the back, just to have a different scenery for the day and just to be a little bit different.
Yeah.
Tag on to what we're doing.
Well, cool. I guess if anybody that's listening may want to partner and help get some things going there in Laverne, they could just call you or anybody.
Yeah, reach out to us and just say you're interested in helping Laverne, because we really need the support and the guidance. Well, we have the guidance. We just need the support. We're always eager to serve more.
Yeah. Beth, have you been out on the pump track?
I've seen it. I've seen the kids do it. It's quite interesting. We had a great partnership with Moab, and they helped. Who knew that they required a specific bike to have a pump track?
Oh.
And there's a special bike, especially just for a pump track. And the Predators Foundation, a grant that we wrote for them, they helped us purchase 10 bikes. I think we have a total of 20 bikes. And then the helmets and some of the knee and the pads. So the Predators Foundation was helpful in helping us getting that funded. And it's pretty interesting. I think you build up the momentum, and then you go over these hills and around these corners. And the point is to not to have to pedal. You build up the momentum, so you kind of pump your way through.
Yeah.
It's really interesting.
Yeah. I just pulled up a video about those. I think maybe the city has built one in Beaufort, something similar.
I think so. You're correct. Yeah. Yes.
That's
yes.
like a skate park. But
But for a bike or a pump track bike.
Pump track, yeah. Crazy stuff. Well, I know that's going to be something fun this summer. You probably have kids wanting to go all the time.
Yeah. And then utilizing our three locations. So Bedford County can come use it, Smyrna, and then obviously Murfreesboro.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Can use it. So it's really helpful.
It's like a field trip for those.
Exactly.
Campuses. Mm-hmm.
And it's free.
Yeah. It's had some great sponsors step up to help with that. Summer's going to be here before we know it. Are you signing up yet or getting close?
Yeah, we're gearing up. Summer is coming. So currently, any of our youth that are current members at the club can sign up now. That started this past Monday. So our younger, meaning our peewees and our cadets and our bantams, those age groups fill up pretty fast. So we're accepting applications right now for the summer program. And then anyone else that maybe hasn't been a member, we open those registrations up on April 1st.
Okay.
So, and I say applications, it's really just a registration. I shouldn't have said applications, because I don't want people to think that we turn anyone away. We never turn anyone away. So
Is there a capacity requirement or anything like that? I mean,
yeah, it just is a ratio with a staff 1-20 ratio. So we have to have a certain amount of staff per child. So we have to keep our numbers within those ratios to keep everyone safe.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well,
and that's why the younger groups fill up typically faster.
Yeah, that makes sense. Plus, those are the age groups that, you know, moms, dads looking for some type of care, you know, during the day, especially summertime when they're not in school. So,
and I always like to say we do everything but wake them up and tuck them in.
Yeah.
Cause we're open from 7 a.m. I may be wrong on that. Maybe 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. I'm not exactly sure on those times, but those are the times. And we're lucky to have a partnership with the county school system where we feed them breakfast and lunch and a snack. So basically, the only thing they don't really do is eat dinner with us. And we have dinner during the school year. So we have a well-rounded program.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, if I'm not mistaken, can't the parents, when you're doing dinner, I mean, is it kind of a family meal atmosphere?
Absolutely. Yeah. Come and eat all together as a family. And it's also a great way for volunteers to come learn about our program, because I'm telling you, our youth love anyone that's new, and they will ask you any kind of question and tell you anything that you ever wanted to know and more. It's really fun.
Yeah. So I've been poking around on the website. I was trying to find, you know, the times. But then I, when I clicked on clubs, I see Murfreesboro and Smyrna and Shelbyville that we've talked about. We talked a little bit maybe about some programs in Laverne, but I see the future home of Wilson County, Lebanon.
Yes. We've been in contacts with Wilson County, reached out to us to inquire about starting a Boys and Girls Club in Wilson County. And they have to have an 2 years of operating expenses before they ever open the door, obviously, and a place to have it. So they have a group, a pretty large interest group that has been very vocal in their own community about getting one open. And also they came to Rutherford County and toured all three, and Bedford County, and toured all three of our clubs. We took them on a bus and toured them around to all three of our clubs. Wow. So we're in the talks. It'll be a bit, but they're super eager and super fast moving and super excited. So we're happy to help.
It's crazy, you know, how from when things started and the Murfreesboro Club and where it was to facilities, then Smyrna, and then building the Smyrna Club. And pretty soon it's going to have to be Boys and Girls Clubs of, you know, all of these different counties or something.
We're working on rebranding. We're having a hard time trying to find one that fits perfectly because Boys and Girls Clubs of Middle Tennessee is the Nashville metro area. Mm-hmm. And they have seven or eight clubs there. And then Columbia area, they just said South Central Tennessee. United Way recently rebranded to South Central Tennessee. So we're trying to find a great rebranding that will fit for us. So stay tuned.
Yeah.
But we've been working on it for a while to try to make it more inclusive, to include all of the communities within our area.
Maybe we just need to challenge Columbia, you know, a race on the pump track, and whoever wins gets that name.
Whoever gets it gets that name. Exactly. We're working it. We just don't want it to be too wordy and too long. Yeah. So it's just, our marketing committee is working on that and trying to bring us different ones. And we're like, and then you have to go through Boys and Girls Clubs of America to get approval and that sort of thing. So it's a work in progress.
Yeah. More to come on a lot of things. There's some exciting things going on. And of course, this is all made possible by generous people here in our community that pour into the program. And by the way, we're talking to Beth Hackett, the Director of Resource Development at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. Part of that is your annual Steak and Burger, which is coming up.
Absolutely. June 12th. And as you know, we're excited to host Cedric the Entertainer.
Now, are you going to go up and try to do a set with him or something? Because I know you like to joke.
No, thank you. I'm not the one. Maybe one of our youth can. Yeah. He was actually a Boys and Girls Club member when he was growing up. So we're excited to have that. I mean, he kind of gets the Boys and Girls Club, so he knows all about them. So hopefully he can incorporate that into his stand-up.
I'm sure he will, and part of that, this is probably not the first Boys and Girls Club, and if he was a club kid, then, you know, all club kids have a special place in their heart for the Boys and Girls Club, don't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're really excited. It'll be at MTSU, as I said, Thursday, June the 12th. And we're just garnering support as we speak for such a great place.
So I guess he's going to do just like his a stand-up comedy routine, right?
Yes, absolutely, yes. Yeah, we've learned that a lot of people get to travel and see different things and speakers and motivational, and we really wanted to make it lighthearted and fun and entertaining, if that makes sense, and not so, I guess, preachy or whatever you want to call it, but just make it a little bit more fun and exciting for all of our guests.
Yeah. So how does this work? I mean, if somebody really, really, really wants to go, what do they need to do? Our sponsorship levels, how does that all work?
Yeah. Well, you could go to our website at www.bgcrc.net, which stands for Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County.net. And then click on, we're actually selling a few tickets this year, a limited number of tickets. So you can actually go online and purchase tickets this year. And then we also have different sponsorship levels that you can look at. And also you can contact Michelle or me and or anyone at the club, and they'll direct you to us. And then we will be happy to assist you in any way we can make it work.
Perfect. And I'm not sure how many years you've been at the Student Union building, but it is like the perfect venue, and it's in the evening. Plus, it's summertime, so, you know, there's...
more parking and less traffic for MTSU. It's a great partnership. We've loved working with them, and they have always been so helpful in allowing us to come in and have a wonderful event.
They've got that They've got that parking garage. You just kind of walk. You can walk over the breezeway through there, can't you?
Yeah, right there. Or right out front of where the bookstore is on that side as well.
Yeah, yeah. So in the summertime, there's lots of good parking. And it's kind of become one of the premier places to have events. I know a lot of organizations do that.
Yeah, I've been to several. And then you think about, like, even MTSU hosts some great... I heard once that Garth Brooks was there for an event there, and a few others that has been, I was like, oh my gosh, they've all been in this one area, which is such a blessing to have. Really lucky to have MTSU as part of our community.
Well, I know that.
And they also, I think about 80% of our staff comes from MTSU, so it works out great for all of us.
Gotcha. Yeah, I know when I go back on campus, it's like, my goodness, a lot has changed in 25 years.
Isn't it though? Yeah. I'm like, wow, we didn't have this building. I didn't even have this library.
I know. Good stuff. All right, Beth, I appreciate you joining us this morning and all that you do at the Boys and Girls Club.
Thank you. And thank you for always having us and being so wonderful and always helping us with everything. We appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. Anything to help. Beth Hackett joining us here this morning, the Director of Resource Development at the Boys and Girls Clubs of Rutherford County. And a reminder, if you missed any part of the conversation here this morning, we'll have a podcast going up shortly at wgnsradio.com, or you can watch it back on Big G TV. Have a good day.